This week, we'll bring you coverage of Families USA's Health Action 2014 conference with Families USA Executive Director Ron Pollack, campaign strategist Ethan Rome, and Tennessee Justice Center attorney Gordon Bonnieman. But first, we've been joined by AFGE Office of Personnel Management Local 32 President Sharetta McNeil. Sharetta, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Jason.
Sharetta, I understand budget constraints will force OPM to lay off 356 employees in March. What can you tell me about this situation?
Absolutely. Well, Thursday, January 23rd, was a very sad day for OPM. It was life-altering because OPM's employees in HRS, which is Human Resources Solutions, mm-hmm. received RIF notices. And, of course, they were very concerned with, what am I going to do? What are the next steps? But in preparation, what I was very pleased about, and I'm going to give you a little history. Early September, employees in the union were notified budget cuts, because of severe budget cuts, other federal agencies not sending employees to be trained or requesting training. They were going to have, OPM was going to have to lay off employees. At that time, we had no idea the number, but what was clear was budget cuts was a direct result of sequestration, mm-hmm. which presented a domino effect, mm-hmm. employees being RIF'd. So with that in mind, OPM, Joe Kennedy, who is the head of HRS, wanted to give employees an opportunity for a soft landing. So in a RIF, by law, there's 60 days. But Joe Kennedy said, okay, Sharetta, let's partner on a few efforts to ensure that employees are minimally impacted. So after the September notification that there were budget cuts and a possibility of a RIF, OPM offered a buyout early out for HRS employees. Early October, they had to be off the rolls October 31st. In addition, we had something that was very unique. There was a second round of buyouts, and it was called job swap. Within OPM, if there were any OPM employee who wanted to take advantage of the early out, he or she could switch with an employee who did not want to take an early out, so the two would switch. That HRS employee would take the employee's position who wanted the early out. Now, through that job swap, seven employees were able to have their jobs saved. Now, moving forward, we partnered again. We wanted to inform employees of the factors of a reduction in force. So we coordinated a training series on the RIF factors, and we had eight sessions. First session, competitive area, competitive level, tenure group, how does it affect you, veterans preference, performance rating, do they matter, length of service, retention register, bump and retreat, what does that mean? What happens if I'm RIF'd? So, also in preparation, other programs were designed. There were career coaching, career counseling, RIF briefings, federal resume workshop, federal resume review, using how to use USA Job for job searches, interview workshops, private sector resume preparation, in addition to career transitional article skill assessment. Now we're to the point, January 23rd, it's time. RIF notices are handed out. Game-changing life event. But what I'm excited about and what we were very successful in developing was a great initiative, and that initiative was the OPM Resume Bank. This was established to connect federal agencies with OPM employees available for hire because of the plan RIF. And interesting, again, last Thursday, RIF notices were handed out. I had an opportunity to chat with several employees, and as of yesterday, Tuesday, three employees had already been set up for interviews, and in fact, one was even offered a job. So it's very exciting to see the success of that particular program, very successful at the very early stages, keeping in mind that the RIF will be in effect March 28th. Impacted employees must be separated from the roles. Also, I want to highlight what OPM is doing internally. We had organizations within OPM who said, listen, we have vacancies. We also want to be a member of the team that helps with the soft landing for employees. So we're looking at that option. I believe although this RIF happened, we're going to be able to successfully place employees because I see it happening now. We see reassignments. And today, this afternoon, I'm going to be invited to a briefing that will show exactly what's happened to date.
You're listening to AFGE's Inside Government, and we're speaking with Sharetta McNeil, president of AFGE's Office of Personnel Management, Local 32. Sharetta, it sounds like two things came out of this situation. One, you appear to have a pretty good working relationship with management, and you made the most out of a pretty damaging situation to the employees. Can you speak to those two things?
Oh, absolutely. In terms of partnering, it was critical because the soft landing of employees, that was a common factor. So we partnered on several initiatives and programs that I've already talked about. But again, the most important, well, they're all important, but the most impressive one that I've seen where we're seeing immediate results is the OPM Resume Bank. And also, we had ADs within OPM's organization who said, listen, I want to be a partner. Mm-hmm. Let me help. I have vacancies that are available so that we can assist with the transition of displaced employees.
Sharetta, are you aware of any other similar types of situations at other agencies where the union was able to work with the agency to provide this kind of soft landing for employees?
No, but I'm sure that there are best practices out there. But I will be the first to raise my hand that OPM and Local 32 should be seen as partners in terms of best practices and in arranging soft landings for employees.
Sharetta, you mentioned earlier that you felt the driving force behind these layoffs was sequestration. Can you talk about what that's meant, not only for your employees, obviously, at OPM, but just across the federal government?
Oh, absolutely. Budget cuts. Now, when I look at the news and listen to the news and look at news articles and look at what agency directors and agency heads are saying, well, they say, well, because of budget cuts, we have to now transition the way we do our work. Well, matter of fact, what's not being said, but is absolutely clear, that those budget cuts and how we now have to do work within the constraints of the monies that have been allotted is a direct impact of sequestration. It's a domino effect, ripple effect. If your budget has been cut, mandated by Congress, that budget has been cut, okay, then you have limited monies to work very viable programs. It's very easy, and I'm not sure why individuals are not just saying, being absolutely honest and saying, sequestration has impacted our budgets. It's clear.
And taking that one step further, what are your thoughts on how this ultimately impacts the American people?
Well, we saw a glimpse of what could happen during the government closure, something as simple as accessibility to parks. As simple as that, when we have employees who are cut because of these budget constraints, we're going to see a cut in service, which is going to impact every facet of the service we provide as employees of the federal government.
I know you detailed how your efforts led to the best possible outcome here, but can you talk to me about the toll that it has taken on the affected employees at OPM?
Oh, absolutely. I started this with the statement, and I will continue. It was a very sad and dark day last Thursday. Employees were emotionally shaken because they didn't understand. I work very hard. I'm a good employee. How could this happen to me? I had to. I took the time to allow them to walk through their emotions, and I explained. I said, "It's not about your work performance. It's not about you as an individual. This is simply tied to the budget and the inability to keep all employees on the rolls." And we talked about how emotional it was going to be, how frustrating. A lot of individuals who came in to see me on Thursday and Friday were still emotionally shaken. They were crying endless tears because they were not sure of the next steps. But after talking with them, and when they departed, when they left the union office, I assured them that there is a soft landing. And on Tuesday, I need you back in the union office so that we can start taking advantage of all the opportunities that are available to you that OPM had provided.
Sharetta McNeil, the president of AFGE's Office of Personnel Management, Local 32. Sharetta, we certainly appreciate having you on the program today for the first time. Thanks for sharing your story.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much, Jason.
You're listening to AFGE's Inside Government, available on demand at InsideGovernmentRadio.com. I'm your host, Jason Fornicola, and up next, we'll bring you coverage of Families USA's Health Action 2014 conference with Families USA Executive Director Ron Pollack.